the renewing of your mind from within is a process where you meet your Creator. Now, you're coming towards your conscience. When you get quiet and you practice that meditation exercise, you can't get quiet unless you want to be quiet. You can find security amid the chatter of your own brains and the sensations of delusions and things like that, which then become your reality and cloud the clarity of vision which would give you a path. See? And so, it's like dying. So when you're still, you're coming up to reality, and it's like dying. It's very hard to sit still. Because when you sit still, the light comes in and kills everything inside you that isn't good. And it kills the parasite that has made a home in you. It's called ego. It's called pride. And that's why when you're confronted by truth, you feel embarrassed. Because truth hurts, but it also kills. And so therefore you confuse the person that's trying to help you. The Al-Qaeda will kill you if you see them for what they are. They kill Christians, kill Jews. Why? Because we represent, even in a feeble sort of way, the debauched God that they represent. See? That manifests through them. You don't have to be a perp. You can just be an innocent child and somebody want to eat you. Some people have no tolerance for 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds because they're so beautiful and they're so ugly. Yes, dear. And their backs turn, they screw their little brains. Goes on all the time. So, when you grow up, you do the same thing to your own children. You don't even know you're doing it. Why? Because when it gets inside you, it becomes you. So you only have to steal one penny for you never to be the same again. You only have to eat one piece of forbidden fruit. If your father says, don't eat Twinkies today, and you eat them, you've fallen out of favor. Am I right or wrong? It's not the thing itself. It's the fact that you've dishonored your father. And your father knows more than you do. Don't eat the fruit. Or you're going to die. You become like a god. Some little kid comes along and says, well, if you're going to be a god, how can you die? So have your cake and eat it. Well, if you're stupid enough, if you don't know what you're getting into, then you'll do it. Too bad. What's the first thing he does? Makes an excuse. God's walking in the garden. And he says, as if he didn't know, what have you done? Have you eaten the fruit I've told you not to eat? The Eid made me do it. Isn't that you? The excuse is worse than the sin. Your life is, you're just a bunch of walking excuses, aren't you? You're just a walking bunch of fakes, aren't you? Now, when you realize that, see how painful that is? If it isn't painful, you better not come back. It's painful. Face it. Yeah, realization is the light.